Blog Talk. Everybody hang
Blog
on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, is it really 10 minutes after?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we won't do that. We'll just go live. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Good to have you with us tonight. Welcome all y'all that's anywhere else around the world on the streaming platforms. Here we go. If you're been with us on the backside, you're like, wow, that's some interesting conversation. Well, it's just a whole lot of clicking going on.
Hey, Natasha.
Hi, bud. How you doing, man?
Hi, Leeway.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Going live. All right, we made it. We made it. Wow. That was a lot of clicking. Not like it's any more than usual, but some part of this process is taking longer than what it used to take.
It certainly does seem like it does.
Doesn't it seem like that? Tonight? Wow.
What was that?
That was that other guy talking again. I did get a notification tonight.
Me too.
Let's see if we have everybody in the right place where they're supposed to be. Oh, we missed a few. Everybody just pause for a minute while we do a few clickings here. There we go. Just a couple more to get done here. I would like to be able to give these guys to you to do, but I don't know how to do that.
To me?
To everybody else.
Oh.
To other people.
You send it to Felicia. She's already here.
Well, I like to send one to everybody anyways. That way, if you get disconnected, you automatically have a link you can just go to and hit, and it'll bring you right back. So I'm not trying to spam you, but it didn't go through. Since that's something. Thank you, Sunday, for that.
What didn't go through?
It's like I sent it to Felicia twice. Just want to make sure you're with us.
Hi, Yellow Belt. Glad you're with us.
Yellow Belt, welcome, man. It's real easy to get to, and all I got to just do is just go down and just click a bunch of names, and it's just not in that condition tonight. And most of all, we got to all make sure we welcome Phyllis K. Raymond to be with us tonight.
Is she back?
Did she change her picture?
Hallelujah. Hi, Rebecca.
Rebecca Smith, welcome. There you are. There you go.
Miss Audrey, hi.
Isn't
you.
That something? Isn't that something?
What?
That it well. not let me to send it to some people.
I know it had yesterday a bunch of them that I sent, it sent like blank. They wouldn't open up to anything.
Sunday guys are welcome. Sister Felicia, Ike, you're welcome. Brother Layaway, love to have you guys there.
We do.
Mary Pastor Rex here.
Hi. Hi, Sunday.
Hi.
Hi. And Facebook can come out, but when I shared, I received a message that said it did not share. Huh. See, that's what they were doing to me yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's what they're doing to me tonight, right now.
Well, we're glad you made it, Mary.
Mary, see if you got a, see if you just received a share from me.
Hi.
Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie, Sophie. Tonight we're going to have Sophie and Leway sing a duet.
That sounds awesome.
I watch
Chuck. Oh, you look so cute, Sophie.
Say hello. I watch Chuck. Oh, you're going to watch your shows?
You're going to watch your show?
Okay. Yes, how are you? Yeah. Say hello.
Hello. Hello to you too. How are you? We sure do love you.
Oh, that is a cool hat.
That's
I
a
like
cool
that.
Hat, isn't it?
It's her PJs.
And Sister Felicia's coveting. Sister Felicia, thou shalt not covet.
Hello. No, that is just adorable.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty sure they don't make it in my size, then.
I don't know. They might.
They might make
it at Walmart all the time.
They might make one for layaway, though.
That's tempting.
Love you, buddy. Oh, my. Well, let's catch everybody up to speed here. What's going on? Number one, all of you pretty much are going to receive a notification from me when we're streaming here like this because they're just messing around with it, and we rebuke it, and we say, don't mess anymore. Every link that I sent tonight was to all of you guys, so that I'm sure you have an invitation in your Messenger account. Now, here's the thing. It says at the top of my screen that this message is not being sent. It says they'll be invited to join you once you go live. Well, I'm already live, so I'm not quite sure what that's all about. And if the attachment's getting to you, and there's nothing there for you to click on, then they're really messing with it. And you might say, well, why would somebody do that? Because they hate the church. This is not a game that's being played. This is on purpose for the purpose of stopping the voice of God on this earth. They're wicked. They're liberal. They're anti-God. They're anti-Christ. So I'm not going to expect them to give me opposition, but when they do, I'm just going to say, oh, you're in opposed mode tonight, and that's too bad for you. They're going to be cursed because of it, because God said he'll bless those who bless him, and he'll curse those who curse us. And so I don't have nothing against nobody. I'm not out picking a fight with nobody. But if you bring your fight to me, I will step up to the line, and I will return fire in the same manner in which you're sending it my way. And I rebuke every community standard ear that is listening right now. You allow the perverse people to pump their perversion anywhere in the world, anytime they want to, and limiting the church from teaching a message of love and forgiveness is absolutely wicked on your part, and it is going to put great pressure and great opposition from God Almighty on who you are. Now, I don't want that for you. I don't want you destroyed, but when you curse us, God said he will curse you. And those of you that are in the community standard part of that business, you're going to start feeling in your daily lives. Now, I'm not doing it. You're doing it. You're the one sitting there clicking them buttons on what we're doing here when we don't want nothing but to just bless people and make their life good. Now, leave us alone, and it won't come to your home. Keep messing with it, and it's going to go straight to your home. I can't stop it because it's your actions. And if you don't like what I'm saying, well, then why don't you open up the book that tells you exactly how God treats everybody in the whole world? Because your actions are creating the process that's going on in your personal life. And I don't want you to. That's why I'm giving you this warning right now. I'm giving you a warning of what's coming to you. And I don't want it to come to you. But I can't stop it because you keep opposing us and then letting perversion go. Just stop it. Just stop. Let us go. We're not violating anybody. Our members are saying amen and deleting their words. There's people using the expletive F word and you don't stop them. Now that you don't have a community standard. You're ignorant.
Amen.
You're dumb. You're fools. And you'll be destroyed. And if you kick me off, that's just more destruction that comes to you in your life. Because you're in that office and you can make a difference. And that is what God is expecting of you. If you think I'm wrong, well, okay, whatever. I know you're allowing perversion to go through and you're trying to stop us. When all we're doing is getting together and having a good time as a family and saying amen. Stop opposing us. Just stop. It's a really simple process. All right, is everybody ready? I'm going to be done with that now. Stuck it back on the shelf. And don't worry. I meant every word I said because it's right here in the good book. And every single one of us can change a destructive process that's coming to us if we'll just humble ourselves before God and say, what is it I am doing wrong? And then you find out. I figured it's the enemy messing with me because of my 40-day fast, I've declared. No, Rebecca, they're opposing all church. They're trying to stop those who preach righteousness. And you're going to see it. On every site, you're going to begin to see it because they're trying to force us to stop saying that there is absolute law and there is a supreme being. Well, I ain't going to stop saying that. I'll stop using Facebook. And the more of the church that goes away, the more of the curse that comes upon you. And we don't want it, but your opposition causes it to come that way. And the problem is I can't stop it. Have you ever noticed that? No matter how hard you try to stop destruction happening to people's lives, the more they flap their lips, the more they act wickedly, the more it comes against them, and the less you can do to stop it. Because God doesn't give you and I the ability to stop somebody else's mess. He just doesn't do it. If you decide to have that mess, then guess what? You just get to live in it, and all of us stand by and say, why can't they see the mess they're in? And the whole time, our God loves you. Now, let's go back to another thing. Jason Jackson streaming with us tonight.
Hi, Jason.
How about everybody in the next 7 minutes tells us what you had for supper? I had wonderful split pea and ham soup made by the one and only Shana Marie Cotto. Barley tuna casserole, split pea and ham soup, and a cheese roll-up fried wonderfulness. Well, I guess it wasn't fried, though, was it? Mm-mm. Everybody's like, I'm afraid to say anything, Pastor. I don't want to catch the wrath tonight. There's no wrath.
Bottom line is, olive oil, an apple, and a Slim Fast shake.
Woo!
Wow, you're really good, Felicia, with your dieting.
No, I just didn't feel like cooking. Good night.
You gotta cut the corners where you can.
I had a half of a ground beef hamburger by itself, and then I had some little fried potato squares with onions.
Yum!
Just a little dot.
Don't forget the onions.
I love fried onions.
Oh, I put a lot of onions. I like my onions.
I like my onions.
I have to have more onion than liver.
Yeah, true.
My daughter don't like it because I like her just smothered. And she just looked at me about really my
I like liver and onions and lots of onions too. Yes,
yep.
Ma'am.
Yeah, me too.
Sister Rebecca had an old piece of pizza from the back of the fridge.
Oh, Lord.
That really is Well, at least it wasn't under the fridge.
Sister Rebecca's exercising her faith today. In the name of Jesus, you will live and die.
Big pizza. Okay.
Sister Mary Pesterick, what'd you have for supper? Love you.
Did she leave us?
No, she's there. And has anybody seen Phyllis? I saw she liked the post, so she must have got close to a tower somewhere.
When's she due back?
I don't know. She left on Sunday, so that's been a week.
Wow.
That's a long cruise. I can guarantee you right now, that'd be an extremely long cruise for me, man. You wouldn't want to be around me. I'd be like a caged animal. Well, of course, I guess if you get off the ship, it wouldn't be so bad. But
that's what she was saying. She felt like she was going to be in solitary confinement the whole time. Mary had a little dab of this and a little dab of that with Pepsi. Well, yum.
My favorite is chicken liver and tons of sautéed onions.
Nice.
Let me know when you're cooking that, Rebecca, and I'm coming by to see you. We will stop in. We'll even bring Ripley. Now, he don't get the onions, but I'm sure he'd eat the chicken liver. All right, well, we got 4 minutes left. Anybody else that's with us online? Uh-oh. What's that?
I'm with...
Go ahead, Roger.
Oh, I had 6 weeks again. And I'm glad people are starting to catch on to the cold.
Oh.
Well, I got it. Go ahead.
I say use the word, first letter of the word. I sent the next two things. In case that code's broken. I don't think you're going to break it, though.
All right. Audrey Van Gessel's with us. Audrey, how are you doing? We speak life to you and your car. May the insurance come through quickly for you.
Amen.
May everything turn out so much better. And be safe out there on them roads in Jesus' mighty name. You know, we've had some pretty good winter going on here in the last couple of days now. Got another 4 inches of snow. That's going to be really cool because it warmed all the way up to 50, warmed up the ground. And now when it gets back up to 30 again, the snow's going to soak right in, right where it belongs.
Amen.
And that is a really, really, really good thing for North Dakota. You want to say it with me? The drought is over.
The drought is over.
Well, it is now 7:28. I want us to get right into this. We're going to... make our confession like we always do to get started, pray over the United States of America. We're going to get right into the Word of God tonight, and we're going to do a bunch of praying about what does God say about money, speaking the Word together tonight. So here we go. We're almost ready to, here we go. 7:29. Share the screen. There we go. That did not click. That clicked. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you with us tonight. If you will, rise together with me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, soul, or their body. Trauma, we bind your effect on people's lives. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who at some point today will stand somewhere in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, join with me as we, our time of prayer and speaking in faith. Now you might look at this and say, Pastor, this sounds a little Catholic or mainline church. It's not. It's just a point of agreement that all of us can say the same words together. These are words that I received from the Holy Spirit, designed by God for the community of faith. So speak them boldly from your place as children of God. Ministers of reconciliation, speak it boldly, receive wisdom from it, and proclaim it powerfully into the heavenlies. Father, we pray this prayer today as children, as the body. Let's back up, and I'm going to read what's on the screen. Try it one more time.
Okay.
It's my first day with my new tongue where I'm learning to talk and everything.
We understand.
All right, here we go. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, Father. And now we pray the prayer from Psalm 133, the commanded blessing of unity. Speak it boldly, pray as a prayer, and receive the commanded blessing. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. And now we're going to begin to talk about the body of Christ, because all across America and around the world, there are ministries who are gathered together tonight doing some form of discipleship, church training, something. And we're going to bless them as the body of Christ. We also bless every patriotic organization that is having a meeting this evening to be filled with the Spirit of God and the Word of Righteousness. May you begin with the pledge and prayer, and may you end with the prayer of Psalm 91 and the proclamation that united we stand.
Amen.
These are the Holy Spirit's words to you and I. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, that gift, he's got a fivefold ministry gift that is the leadership of the church, and he's got the body of Christ, which is everyone else in the body. And together, we are all the body of Christ. Remember, as a shepherd, I'm still a member of the body and the greater body. Proclaim it boldly with me. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles,
some prophets,
some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now here is the result of the body and the fivefold ministry working together, so that we will no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. I want everybody to put your hands in front of you like you're holding something. Say this with me. This is my gift.
This is my gift.
And this is my supply.
And this is my supply.
I bring it to this community of faith.
I bring it to this community of faith.
And offer myself willingly to you, God.
And offer myself willingly to you, God.
Use me tonight in Jesus' name.
Use me tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, what is the purpose of that? Because you have a gift, and I have a gift, and as this program continually goes, all of us must bring our gift of faith and the gift of drawing on the presence of God, drawing on the ministry of the Holy Spirit, so that every single person who shows up is touched tonight. Elaine Hauser, welcome. It's great to have you with us tonight, Elaine. May God bless you and your life and your family in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Welcome, Elaine.
And now, all right, you don't want to go now. Let's try if I do now over here. I'm going to get the now to work. Father, everybody say this, revival in America.
Revival in America.
Ready? Revival in the executive branch.
Revival in the executive branch.
Revival in the executive branch.
Revival in the judicial branch.
Revival in the judicial branch.
Revival in the legislative branch.
Revival in the legislative branch.
Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless our... Bless our peacemakers tonight, wherever they may be. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, our Secret Service, our FBI, the police force, and the Sheriff Department. We declare right now in Jesus' name that you will honor our founding documents, no matter what fool is standing in front of you telling you to come against these who are the stewards of the Constitution, the citizen, we the people. Get your backbone, get your guts up now, and I declare in Jesus' name, every one of you absolutely treasonous politicians who stand against our Constitution, I command you, you are fired in Jesus' name. I'm the boss. We are not only we the people, we are the children of God. Get out of our offices. Vacate now. If you were in my corporation, you'd be fired immediately. And now, Father, I ask you to empower our words of faith tonight and remove every politician that is yellow-bellied, weak-minded, and chicken sissy. All words that can be said on public broadcasting with no fear. We mean every word of it. According to the book of Proverbs, the righteous are as bold as the lion, and you wicked flee when no one's chasing you. But I got a word for you. The righteous, we are a-chasing you. So fear the heat and run in fear, because that's what those bound by demons do. They run in fear of the people of God, because we have the restraining order. It's called the Constitution. It's called the Bill of Rights. It's called our Gettysburg Address, the Emancipation Proclamation, the Pledge of Allegiance. the Declaration of Independence. Now stop your wickedness against us. And angels of the Lord, severe and sudden judgment against everyone who violates our Constitution in the mighty name of Jesus. And no, I do not apologize. Dave Villiard, welcome. Kathy Marie Angaroni, welcome. Glad to have you guys with us. You're here just in time to be a mighty patriot. Make this declaration with me. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight, Phyllis. Glad you're off that ship and back on terra firma. I noticed you had a really nice tan, so that's cool. May God bless you. You got a really nice tan. Your servant Samuel leaves them little room for wiggle room, Lord. Their time for torment began tonight.
Amen.
Yes, it has, brother. And we have continually been speaking this over and over and over and over. And we will not stop proclaiming it until the righteous are as bold as a lion and the wicked flee when no one is chasing. The only problem is we, the righteous, are chasing you out. I am the steward of this great Constitution. I am. And all y'all folks with me am. And therefore, you are fired for your debauchery in our nation. Yes, chicken cis politicians, run.
Amen.
Now watch. I don't hate any of you. Father, in Jesus' name, help the innocent to get away from them. I don't want the destruction to come to you that you're getting ready to receive. Would you just listen to a man who knows God? Repent of your ways. We read it this morning. If you've turned your back and God's made it seven times worse on you, three times in a row it got seven times worse, he'll let you repent, but you got to repent. Because there ain't no one of us that can stop the damnation you're headed toward, no matter how much we want to. And we beg of you tonight, turn from your wicked ways and seek his face. Find you can't do anything right. Get out of there. Now, I declare right now over Russia, I declare the angels of Almighty God oppose every move you make. We have the restraining order. We are the children of Almighty God. You are touching God's anointed and you're messing with his kids. I command the angels of God to oppose the movement of every piece of equipment you have because of the word of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that the every one of the believers in the line of them weapons stands in the street, points their finger to God and say, no weapon formed against us can prosper. Every tongue that rises against us, we condemn it with the word of Almighty God. You back your equipment down now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what I like about our prayers, guys? Russia's prayers are only heard. Their words are only heard by man on earth. Our prayers are heard by the author and the finisher of all faith, who is the living word of God.
Amen.
And he is empowering us to stand with our brothers and sisters around the world in every nation where they are being opposed. And we proclaim, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. You might be new. You might say, man, what'd they pour in that guy's coffee? Just water. And then we put it through a machine and it came out black coffee. I encourage everybody to do a 40-day fast. I got free from sugar and free from caffeine, and I get to drink my cup of coffee whenever I want to, and it has no effect on my life. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wait a minute. That was just a small 40-day fast commercial, because it'll do everybody really good if you tried one. Here we go. Watch this. I don't know the politics to everything going on over there. I know Russia's on a land grab. They're wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with them people. Leave them alone. All you chicken sissies, Canadians, get out of that government. You don't belong there. You Australian leaders, may the fire and brimstone of heaven fall on you for what you're doing to that free nation.
Amen.
Angels of God, arm the troops with weapons from your hands. All over this world. Supernatural weapons. And may there be such great victories that they'll be 3 days carrying away the spoil, just like the children of Israel. And wickedness will run and cower in this little corner. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh. You might say, wow, Pastor, what are we preaching on tonight, the end times? No, we're not preaching on the end times. We're going to talk about rich Christians tonight.
Hallelujah.
But we might as well start out with prayer and continually maintain our place in the realm of the Spirit. Everybody do this with me. Reach up into the realm of the Spirit and say this,
I add my faith
to the international network of faith and prayer,
to the international network of faith and prayer,
and to every believer that has joined us there.
And to every believer that has joined us there.
We take the sword of the Spirit, and we arm every believer's hand
and their mouth.
And in the name of Jesus, they will be bold. And they will be filled with love in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, you know, our brothers and sisters in Israel, I like the stories of the miracles of their wars.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one unit was on top of a hill. Small mountain. They'd been firing and firing and firing, and they were completely out of ammunition. They were just standing there with their weapons, and they were completely out of the ammunition, and charging up the hill at them was the opposing force. And they have nothing left, but they got their guns pointed as if to say, take another step and I'll shoot you. But they took another step and they didn't shoot. So they took another one and they didn't shoot. And all of a sudden, the opposing forces of Arab against them turned around and ran down the hill. And they never fired a shot. Now listen to this amazing miracle. One of those was captured by a Jewish, you know, an Israelite army, a Hebrew, Jews, whatever you call them, Israelitish army. I guess that's what it is. And they're like, why did you run? He said, because on the wall of the mountain behind them, we saw Father Abraham's image. And it was like, we must run because he was extremely angry at us. Well, in the name of Jesus, may Jesus, the captain of a host, stand up all across that battle line that Russia's drawn and make those Russians run in fear back to their little Moscow. We join our opposition in the realm of the spirit, and we have the restraining order in Jesus' name. I'm really trying to unplug from this and get back to my lesson for tonight, but I'm having trouble, and I don't think I'm unplugging it till I get this verse read. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Somebody shout, I love the word. And I'm not going to unplug until Holy Spirit says unplug. Because these weapons, the weapon of our warfare in our mouth, our words are words of power. And they are what enforces God's work on this earth. Tisha Jones, welcome. Man, we got a crowd tonight. We got a crowd that Blog Talk Radio's going. YouTube Live is going. Facebook Live is going. The Zoomers are here. God bless America and the community of faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Well, my love, I would like to say YouTube is going for 12 seconds.
Well, alrighty then. Got it.
I want you to join me on 2/22 of 22 and declare the destruction of our enemy coming out of Moscow and their little puttiness. Verse 6. And now you know what is restraining. Don't read what you've always read. Read what the words say. That he, that's not capital he, that's a little one, may be revealed in his own time. Verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, circle that capital he, that is Jesus, who now restrains, will do so until he is taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed. Guys, we read it in Ephesians chapter 4. We are the body of the he. The he is Jesus. We are the body of Christ. We are the restraining force on this earth of all wickedness. If your mouth never says a restraining word to our enemy, he gets to run roughshod over you. But if you will oppose that enemy with the words of your lips from the word of Almighty God, there is nothing he can do because he has been crushed completely. Colossians chapter 2. Go to verse number 5. No, don't go to 5. That's a good verse, but I don't want you there. I think where I want you is 15. Colossians 2. And let's go to 14 and 15. What was 5? Yeah, that's a good verse, but that wasn't the one. 14 and 15. having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. That's what all you politicians that are perverse and reprobate are doing. You have a handwriting of ordinances against you. Not only is it the Constitution of the United States of America and every patriot, but it's also the Holy Word of God. Because you're reprobate and perverse. Now watch what it says. And he has taken that handwriting out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Verse 15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it, in hell, in their land, where they were thinking they were something. Jesus died, went to hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave right out of their hand, and there was nothing that they could do about it. And he made a public, open shame of our enemy in hell, nailing him to the cross and giving you and I the victory forever.
Amen.
Now, I want to do something here. Give me just a second. I got to pull it up on my phone because it's not on the computer for some reason. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15 in the Message paraphrase, MSG. All right? Not like the wicked people, but this is the Message. When you were stuck in your old sin-dead life, you were incapable of responding to God. God brought you alive right along with Christ. Think of it. All of your sins were forgiven you. How awesome is that to have happen in your life? Now, don't have anybody get tired out, because tonight we're going to come wide open, full throttle, all night long. I got the throttle to the firewall and the blade is spinning. And we're not going to slow down in the mighty name of Jesus. I command you to do what you're doing. Here we go. Now, let's keep reading. I put it in the comments. Whoops. I put it in the comments for you to read in Facebook Live. And I've also added it to the comments in Zoom. It's too many words for YouTube, or I'd give it to you. Now, follow me along. I'm in verse 14. The slate wiped clean, that old arrest warrant canceled and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked through the streets of hell. That is what our Jesus did. That's what our Jesus did.
Go Jesus.
Yeah, anybody want to say it? Go Jesus. Go Jesus. I don't know. I don't really know if that's the right thing to say, because he alone is worthy of all the honor and the glory and the power and the praise. But guys, we're not on the losing side of this thing. We're not on the losing side of this thing. We are on the winning side of this thing. We are the force that gives our brothers and sisters the answers that they need. Now let's just do this. May every weapon formed against Ukraine blow up on its own self. May your weapons misfire, every one of them. May your rounds fail you, because you're trying to make a land grab. No, we rebuke you. And we rebuke every chicken sissy president and prime minister that doesn't go to the Ukraine's aid. I'm telling you, Russia, we've read Ezekiel 37, 38, and 39. We know what's happening. God's dragging you out, and he's going to crush you in one day. And all of us will be raptured off of this earth to spend eternity with our Jesus. Now listen to the rebuke that comes from the men of God, or die in your sin. May every innocent warrior run, Father. May every innocent desiring to be free warrior from Russia, may they run and escape unhindered by the hand of the angels of God. We call it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Now, I heard somebody say a few minutes ago, who in the world do you think you are talking like that publicly against these mighty nations? Well, did you ask that as a rhetorical question, or did you really want an answer? Little David, as some would call him, looked at the mighty warriors of Israel and said, what's a fella get if he can take that guy out? They looked at him and sized him up and said, well, King has said, you're tax-free. Wow. Your whole family's tax-free. Go put some money in your pocket. That's good. And you get the king's daughter in marriage. Whoa, wait. Now I'm in the family. And David said, hold it. What do we get? What do I get if I kill this, listen to this word, uncircumcised Philistine? And they said it again. And David said, I'll go do it. David had his staff in his hand that had the picture carved in it of a mountain lion and a bear and some rattlesnakes and probably some other things, where he had taken them out. And little David didn't show up and say, well, I killed a bear once, I'll kill you. Little David showed up and said, you uncircumcised Philistine. When he said that, he meant, you don't have a covenant, and I have a covenant. And the Philistine said, I defy you by the God of Baal. And David said, keep talking, Jack, because I'm whipping you right now today. And I say tonight, over all of the Ukrainian Christians, hook up to the international network of prayer and faith, because the men and women of God around you, around the world, are declaring, defy this uncircumcised Philistine coming out of the north and stand your ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Little David, when he started his steps toward Goliath, he said, in the name of the God of Israel. But Goliath said, am I a dog? And David smirked. Well, yeah. And I'm fixing to kill you like a little dog. The Philistine said, come to me and I'll feed your flesh. David said, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. When he said, the Lord, in the name of the Lord of hosts, he called on Lord Sabaoth, Jesus, the captain of the host of heaven, and immediately, there was an angel standing by David saying, wrap that little sling up, David, let her go. And that little stone missile fired that giant's head deeper than any arm of any warrior could ever do. The angel just went with his finger, and it flipped that thing inside, so deep in Goliath's brain, there was no opportunity. But David was wise and stood on him with his own sword and decapitated the enemies of Almighty God. Anybody got an amen? How about it, amen, Corner? We got an amen from you tonight?
Amen.
Amen, Sunday.
Don't you? Wait, we want Phyllis to give us an amen.
Yeah, we haven't heard your voice in a long time, Phyllis.
Sister Gwen Cottle's with us.
Hi, Gwen.
Hey, hi. Julian and Bamala's with us.
Hi, Julian and Bamala.
Amen,
hi,
Dave.
We got Malaysia with us. I love
wait,
that.
Wait, here's Phyllis. Go ahead, Phyllis.
Do you have me muted or did you hear me?
We can hear you. Do it again. Amen. 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 Come on, everybody sing it. Amen. 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 Sing it over. Amen. 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 See you, man.
Wait. It's good to have you home,
son. Wait. Wait. You know what?
I love you, son.
I love you, too. We miss you. Now, listen. Wait, wait. We're going to sing another verse. Ready? See him in the Ukraine. Amen. He's helping all our brothers.
Amen.
He's wiping out the Russians. Amen. 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 Now wait. Thank you, Amen Corner. Appreciate your help. Always being in the back. All right. And you know, if you're muted, I didn't do it, but just keep unmuting. Slide it all the way that way and unmute. Now watch this. I wanna we gotta get this, guys.
I've
not thrown one round down range out of a M16, AK-47, any other thing that they're using to fight in the battle. I don't know. I'm not out there on the battlefield. I'm not in an Abrams tank. I'm not by a Hellfire missile. I'm not sitting on a ship with a Patriot missile like we oughtn't be in that red, in that sea saying, you better stop messing, Russia, we'll wipe you out. But,
yeah.
You know what? Our missiles are more powerful than anything that they've got with a ballistic force to it, because our words hit heaven, angels grab them and run to the aid of God's people, and all they can do is stand on TV and flap their lips in front of a camera. Our words don't need this camera. When this camera goes off, don't stop speaking answers for the people over there in the Ukraine. Don't stop saying answers for them. And don't stop rebuking Russia every single day until they back down or the rapture happens. One of the two is going on right now. One of the two is going on. And you know what? Here's the cool thing about it. We've just studied this two times in 1 month of what's coming in the end, and we know this. The trumpet's going to toot, and we're going to scoot, and we're going to spend eternity with our Father and with Jesus, and the devil's going to be fought by the angels, the 144,000 preaching Jewish men, and people are going to get born again until the battle of Armageddon. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This is not my message. There is not one of these verses on a note anywhere. But when we got into prayer and began to speak God's word, I could tell this is coming up, and we got to go ahead and speak boldly about it, because if our words fail, Australia fails, Canada fails, the Ukraine fails, and all of those people. We have listeners with us right now in Russia on Blog Talk Radio. We have listeners, I don't know, we might even have listeners in the Ukraine. Was that one of the nations I named?
I don't remember.
You remember that? I don't remember either. I know that on our morning program with Read the Word, we have now added Iraq as one of the nations that is with us. Somebody ought to say, God bless Iraq. God bless Iraq. Let's see. Russia. Estonia. Oh, that's what it was, Estonia. Yeah, it wasn't Ukraine. It was Sweden, Estonia, and Hungary, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, Spain, France, and the United Kingdom, South Africa, Nigeria, and Ghana, Japan, Philippines, and South Korea. Welcome, guys. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Every one of you, put your faith into the international network of prayer and faith around this world and speak God's blessing on the believers in the Ukraine, and make sure you make a very powerful declaration that the uncircumcised Philistine followers of Baal fall immediately. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if I can get to the word of God for tonight. Let's just pray together for a minute in the Holy Spirit. I got to hear the voice of God, because I could go for another 2 hours on where we are right now, but I truly do have another whole message planned that I believe is for tonight. So let's pray in the Holy Spirit a minute. Shande de bastuka tandra nala bidestika puta. Ando stapidi kebidi bunda nabadista kebala nisike. I declare right now over you, if the Holy Spirit language doesn't flow from you, may it begin to flow this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. Say it, I receive the Holy Spirit. And I declare receive the Holy Spirit with the manifestation of praying in your heavenly prayer language. Give us wisdom, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. I think I'm going to go to my word I got tonight, but I want us to sing first. Ready? I feel like singing another song. Everybody ready? Let's sing our favorite miracle song. I see Julian and Bamala's with us. Sister Kathy Angaroni's with us. Mary Pastor Rick is with us. And Sister Rebecca Smith. And I declare over Christine Barkley and over Brother Al Barton and anybody else that's fighting this battle to be healthy, healed, and whole. Where's our Francetta? Anybody seen Francetta?
No. Oh, she said she was going to work.
Oh, she had to work. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, I declare the heaven side of John 10:10, that every one of us receive life and life more abundantly in our bodies, souls, and spirits tonight.
Amen.
And I declare that on the hell side, you are bound, death, hell, destruction, steal, kill, and destroy. You're bound You release your grip, anyone who's here tonight, and I say the revelation of Isaiah chapter 61 comes upon them on 53, Blue 42. It's back there in Isaiah. I declare by his stripes you're healed. I declare, amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 11, revelation come to you now. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in your mortal body right now, giving you life and health and strength from the inside out and putting life in every cell and every tissue. Joey Angaroni, be set free from autism. Dane and every one of our other children that are faced with autism, be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the manifest blessing of Almighty God fall upon your heart, soul, mind, and strength. May you see who our God is beyond what anybody has ever seen before, because of the blessing of Almighty God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are now going to, we're going to read, go with me to Genesis chapter 12, and then we're going to read in Genesis chapter 15, and then we're going to go over here and read in Genesis chapter 20. Genesis 12, Genesis 15, and Genesis 20. Now, I'm not reading all of those verses, but I thought I'd give you guys a shot at getting ahead of me and having the pages already found. Remember to hold on to these old notes you got, and that way you can slide them in there when you hear the references, and you're going to be able to flip there immediately. I'll give you a little time as I introduce our subject tonight. Last night, our subject is, what does God and the Bible say about money? Now, there's a reason that we're here. And that reason follows. It's because if the church doesn't have money, the church can't function. And there's only one place that God designed the church to get money, and that is from the people that's a part of the church. God don't want your money and you to be broke and the church to have all your money. God wants to bless you so that you can establish his covenant on this earth.
Amen.
And so here's what you and I are going to do right now. We are going to go through the word of God for another session, and we're going to look at some people and what they had, and then we're going to ask the question, why did the Holy Spirit of God see fit to put those verses in the Bible about how much these men had? Why did they put it there? Why was it important for Holy Spirit to inspire Moses to speak about how much Abraham's wealth was? Well, Pastor, the Holy Spirit didn't do that. It's just in the Bible. Oh, we got to establish that doctrine again. There's not a word in this book that's not inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Therefore, it is Holy Spirit design that you know why these men had this wealth that God sent them. Now, my design tonight is to get you into 12, 15, 20, and then a bunch more verses. I guarantee you I'm going to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to get this work done tonight. And our lives are going to be stretched into the new level that God wants us to be at in 2022, because he said 2022, I am. The I am rewarding. You don't think there's a reward for you, you're not going to go after it. If you think broke, busted, and disgusted honors God, you'll judge me as wrong for what I'm teaching you right now. The only problem is, if something doesn't happen, this program's going to have to go off the air because we got to have more money. Because it takes money to preach the gospel. And where's it going to come from? But from the lives of the people that is a part of the program, who we've helped see that God wants you blessed so abundantly that off the overflow, everything we need to do in this ministry is taken care of. Isn't this a good session tonight? This is a good session. Why? Because if you've been of the opinion God wants you poor, poverty-stricken, and broke, you don't even know who our God is. You may have been born again, but nobody discipled you by this book. They discipled you with a familiar hearing of some man's book and some denominational standard that doesn't match this book. You ready? Here we go. Anybody want to say, launch the ship? Or maybe, ship ahoy! Pause just a minute. Good time to take a drink of coffee.
Ship ahoy!
from our ship travel. Ship ahoy! Here we go. Say this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word
I am says. What Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God
and
plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, we've got to deviate from the plan immediately, because ever since I gave you verses, I've heard him say Deuteronomy 8:18. Could you possibly take them by Deuteronomy 8:18? On our way to Genesis 12, let's stop by Deuteronomy 8:18. Watch this. Verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he. Do you notice the capital he? It is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. I'm going to read it again. Read it right out loud with me. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Why does God want us wealthy? So that we can establish his covenant on this earth.
Amen.
Pastor, you just said Christians are supposed to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I'll remind you, shall have no furniture. Cho need desk. Cho pray. And God give Cho a desk. And then a bed. And then a Schwinn American-made bicycle. And then God tell Cho, make a newspaper. And he had a newspaper with a subscription base of 1 million people. 1 million people his newspaper reached. And they say Cho is the reason South Korea is still free. Why? Because he not only preached the gospel, but he had a newspaper on the corner of the streets with 1 million subscribers. And guess what? He influenced the whole nation. You can't do that broke, guys. And God doesn't want you broke. He wants you blessed. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how he's going to do it. Ready? Say it with me. Lord, it doesn't matter how.
Lord, it doesn't matter how.
Just bless my socks off.
Just bless my socks off. And send me new ones.
And then I want silk stockings, and I want a new pair of boots too. Amen. Gator skins. Here we go. 12. Chapter 12. Genesis 12, 1. The Lord said to Abram, who's that? Our grandfather in the faith. Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Say it right now. I'm in the last phrase. You are. You am. You am in the last phrase. In Father Abraham, all the nations of the world are blessed. And you and I are in a nation in this world. And Abraham is our father and our grandfather. And because he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. Following his example, we believe God, and Jesus makes us his righteousness. Somebody ought to shout glory, hallelujah, for Father Abraham. Now watch this. Abraham ran on down to Egypt, got in a tangle with the king of Egypt trying to steal his woman. And God said, I'm going to curse those who curse you. Well, guess what happened? And an angel showed up to the Pharaoh, and he plagued Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh said, what is this that you have done? And Abraham said, I was a chicken sissy. I was a yellow belly. Didn't want to stand up for my wife, but she is my wife. And he said, well, how about I give you some sheep and oxen and male donkeys and female and servants and female donkeys and camels. I'm just going to be a blessing to you.
Hallelujah.
Anybody around you anywhere working for a wicked person of the world? Just make sure every day you say, and make that man bless us, Lord. Why? You're the believers. Your life is supposed to be so blessed. Not because you have 18 jobs and 3 businesses and you can't barely get between them all. No, you're supposed to be blessed with a no-toil anointing.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, I never heard anybody talk about a no-toil anointing. It's Proverbs. It says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Rich. That doesn't mean just you eat food full of sugar. It means you're actually going to be rich in your pocket, but you're also going to be rich in your spirit and your soul. And then it says, and it adds no sorrow, painful toil with it. What happened to Adam in the garden? He had to now toil to live. When he sinned, toil came on him. With the blessing of Abraham, we're not supposed to be toiling. Supposed to come easy. Supposed to live on some vestment. Your money's supposed to work for you, not you work for your money. Pastor, what are you trying to teach us? You got something to sell? Uh-uh. Just the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God wants you to be able to create wealth to help establish his covenant on the earth. Brother Jesse wants to put, what did he say, 50 satellites high orbit and 50 low orbits. It's going to cost $2.5 billion. But guess what? When Brother Jesse owns the satellites, they ain't nobody can tell the preacher to get off it.
Amen.
And Brother Jesse was already sitting at a table in New York with $6 billion represented at the table. And God said, walk out the room, Jesse. These men have a wicked heart.
We speak health.
We speak health to Sophia. And we speak life to Sunday. And we speak strength to everybody that's here. Pastor, why you got this fire in you? Because broke does not honor God. There ain't a one of you sitting here today that doesn't want to do more for others than what you have the financial ability to do right now.
Yes.
And why is that? Because some form of our enemy said, no, you can't have that. No, you're too old. You're too young. You're too rich. You're too poor. You're too smart. You're too stupid. Every one of those are lies. I just read you the holy word of God. God wants you to understand this covenant so he can make you wealthy so you can establish his covenant on this earth.
Amen.
Pastor, what are you trying to take an offering for? Nothing. I'll take any offering God tells you to send it. I'll receive it. I'll do my part of offerings and tithe. I will bless it. I will put God's blessing on it. I'll receive it. And then I'll put it in the ministry to help us preach the gospel in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every penny that comes here is tithe. And sent on, the tithe goes to Dr. Barkley, and he tithes on it. And that tithe goes to somebody else, and they tithe on it. You tithe here, your tithe is tithed four times. Mm-hmm. Woo! Glory be to God. Some of you have never made a tithe effectively in a consistent process, and you wonder why you fight stuff so much. Man, get your money in the hand of God's man of God for your life. Why? Because then the devourer will be rebuked. The windows of heaven will be opened. Blessing will pour out on you everywhere.
Amen.
Woo! Anybody know what verse I'm on?
No.
Here we go. I'm in. Love you, man. It's good to have you with us. I didn't hear how the house look went, but may you see it. And if that ain't the one, may you have another. Here we go. Chapter 13, verse 2. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Genesis 13, 2. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver, and gold. I have a very important question. Why did God find it necessary to put that verse in the Bible?
So we would know it is his desire to believe.
Why did the Holy Spirit put that verse in the Bible? Genesis chapter 15. Nobody answered me, so I'll just keep right on preaching. He put it in there because he wants you to know. You're supposed to be very rich in silver and in gold. I'm preaching better than you're staring, but it's all right. Shout or something.
Woo!
Chapter 15.
Abraham has to Melchizedek, and God wants to know that he's the one gave Abraham the money to tithe with.
Amen. Thank you, Philip.
All the way from Louisiana. We're We're about getting to Brother Melchizedek. We kind of touched it last night, but watch this. 15:1, I'm in Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, said, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward." God said to Abraham, "I am going to be your exceeding great reward." He wants you to know he's going to bless you. And it's, he called this one a reward. What was the reward for? Walking before God and being holy. That's what the reward was for. And God is so serious about this. God is so serious about blessing his people that every nation began to fear him. Every nation began to fear him. Why? Because he was so powerful. He was so powerful everywhere he went. Now, I want you to do this. Let's go down here. This is chapter 20. Abraham lies again. And he's scared of Abimelech. And Abimelech gives him a whole mess of stuff. And verse 20:16. Genesis 20:16. Sarah, he said, "Because I've given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver, indeed this vindicates me, you, for all of you with you and everybody with you, and all y'all get out of my face and don't come back." Now watch this. Here we go. I'm 26 is where I'm going. Genesis 26. Keep rolling, Sam. Don't slow down. Watch this. I'm going to read Genesis 26, and I'm going to read 1 through 6. Watch this. We're now into Isaac, Abraham's son. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Isaac went to King Abimelech, the Philistines in Gerar. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to your descendants I give these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to your Abraham, your father." God is saying to you and I right now tonight, I am performing the oath I swore to Abraham, your father, and I want you to see it. Leanne Marie Cottle, Felicia Eicher, Roger Oxy, Mary Pastor Rick, Phyllis K. Raymond. Who's the other one there?
Felicia?
Yeah, I had one more. Rebecca Smith, there.
Oh, right.
I just said the Zoomers right there real quick. I like them Zoomers. They're good folks. But put everybody over here on YouTube and Facebook Live. But watch this. Hey, Harmony Lynn Ford's with us. Hi, Harmony.
Hi, Harmony.
I want you to see this. The same God that brought Abraham where he was is bringing you and I to where he wants us to be.
Hallelujah.
But we must dig this out of God's word and say, why did you put this in the book? You ready? Verse 5, 26:5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, my law. Isaac dwelt in Gerar. He did not go to Egypt. Now, let's go down here. 12. Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Remember, he sowed in a famine, and he reaped in the famine 100-fold
return
during a famine. And one Bible scholar I was listening to said it's because Isaac was given a plan by God of how to irrigate his fields. Watch what happened. 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. 14, for he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herd, and a great number of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Why did God, by the Holy Spirit, cause these words to be written in this book? Because he wants us to know. I have promised you the ability to create wealth so that you will establish my covenant on this earth. The first place you got to get this established is down inside of your being in revelation form. When you get the revelation inside, it automatically manifests on the outside. But don't stop reading. I'm going to go down through 17. The Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we are." The Philistine king is afraid of one man's life. He's afraid of Isaac. Why? Because Isaac had been so blessed by Almighty God that the Philistines envied him and feared him and began to attack and cover up his wells. Now, I got more to say there, but I'm on my way to the New Testament. On our way there, we're going to stop by Brother Job. Job actually lived before Abraham. Job lived right after the flood. And he was here before Abraham. I want you to see this. Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and shunned evil. 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. That's a good family. All his possessions were 7,000 sheep. You know how big a field that takes? 3,000 camels. Do you know how big a field that takes? 500 yoke of oxen. 1,000 oxen. Wow. You know how big a field that takes? 500 female donkeys. Do you know how many fields we just spoke about right there?
He had quite a farm.
7,000 sheep. 3,000 camels. That's 10,000. 1,000 oxen, that's 11. 500 female dogs, 11,500. Yeah, 11,500 head of animals.
That's a whole bunch. Amen.
Amen, Dave. I want you to think about this. Why did God put that in the Bible? Why did the Holy Spirit put that in the Bible? What is it about these men's wealth that is so important to the Holy Spirit that Holy Spirit wrote it in this book? Because holy men of God wrote as they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. See, man has lied to us. Said you got to be humble, meek and mild, poor, broke. No, poor and broke are demonic spirits, and poverty is a demonic spirit.
Yes,
And one of you got to go to Bible college to know that, because you can take me to the spot in your community where it's poverty stricken and every form of hellish evil is in that place, because it is not of God. It is run by a demonic spirit from Baal to crush people and force them to be enslaved to somebody that's operating in greed. Both of those are demonic spirits. Job chapter 42, look at this. Somebody count these numbers. 42:12, the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than in his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, that's 20, 2,000 oxen, 22, 1,000 females, donkeys, that's 23. Yet now he's got 23,000. 23,000 head of livestock. Do you know how big a field that is? God, look at what it says in verse 12. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Why did the Holy Spirit write, the Lord blessed the latter days? Why did Holy Spirit write that? Why? I don't know, Pastor, tell me. Because he wants you to see it. First Chronicles. I'm trying to get to the New Testament.
His children blessed.
And I just ain't getting there. First Chronicles. Uh-oh. Thought I knew this verse. 1 Chronicles 16, isn't it? Where David said, I prepared all of this for the building of the temple. Maybe it's 17. Nope. Can't be 2 Chronicles. Well, anyways, I was fixed to read it to you. 22. What is it doing over there? 22:14. This is what King David gave to make the temple. Everybody pay attention. 14, indeed, I've taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. I have prepared timber and stone. You may add to them, for their workmen are with you in abundance, woodsmen, stone cutters, all types of skillful men of gold and silver and bronze and iron. There is no limit. Why did the Holy Spirit put this in the Bible? Why did Israel plunder Egypt? They didn't have any place to spend their gold. So they could build a traveling tabernacle that would house the presence of God. And when Solomon built the temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it was so magnificent that if they say in today's language, it would have cost $1 billion to build that temple in today's money. Look what happened in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 1. I might be bending some of your religious side. You've got to hear this. You got to hear this. A whole bunch. Amen, David. Head of livestock. You know how many acres that's going to take?
Several.
That's going to take 10,000 acres. Maybe, I guess probably 20,000 acres. That's a lot of livestock. 2 Chronicles 7:1, when Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple that cost $1 billion in 2022 money. God's glory filled that temple. Somebody shout glory.
You, Lord.
Now, just in case somebody's freaking, I'm not trying to make y'all fat, sassy, dumb, ugly, stupid, rich people. No, I want you to be blessed how God wants you to be blessed. Amen. But I don't want you to have one penny left of everything that he's got for you. Because when we stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ, we're going to be held accountable to our stewardship of what we had the ability to do on this earth, but we sat around sucking our thumb or doing something else and didn't get it done. Or believe in some doctrine somebody gave that's not in this book, guys. You got to quit believing doctrines that don't exist in this book. Because you're going to stand in front of Jesus and be like, oh, can I have a do-over? No, it's all done. There's no do-overs. We got to get a revelation now and get busy now so we can get his work done now. So on that day, we got a crown with the jewels from other people being born again in our crown. Watch this. This is one of those verses everybody quotes. Oh, here I go again saying, oh, I know right where it is. Whoops. It's a verse that says, don't give me more than what I need, and don't give me anything than less than what I need. And there it is. Proverbs chapter 30. Verse 7 through verse 9. Two things I request of you. Proverbs 30, 7 through 9. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. I got a good word for you. There's going to be falsehood and liars all around you in the last days. Ask God to remove it far from you. Most of all, ask him to help you walk in the truth. When you know the truth, it won't matter. Their lie will stick out like a sore thumb.
Yes.
Amen? Now, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. This is one of the verses that people use to say, see, I don't want Noah. I can't be rich. I don't want to be poor, but I can't be rich because I might go astray. Listen, a fool and his money are soon parted. You are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit of God. The man that wrote that verse did not have the nature of Christ living in him. God's seed was not in him. The Holy Spirit was not in him. The Word of God was not in him. Born againness was not in him. So yes, he's going to say that. But in the New Testament, it's no holds barred. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Now tonight, the next 10 minutes, I am going to read one of the prayer confessions that we make over you and your family. Well, let's see. Now, tonight, I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes finding where I saved so effectively this document that's so important.
That's so special, you don't even know where it is. Very specific.
Somebody shout hallelujah or something.
Hallelujah. Go, Roger. You sing hallelujah. You sing hallelujah.
Evidently, I'm already stretched as far as I can be stretched here. Hold on. Isn't that something? Okay. Well, that's all right. Sister Lynn wanted to have
me. Glory, hallelujah.
His truth is marching on. Let me do this, like this.
Thanks, Roger.
Thank you, Brother Roger. Now watch this. I want everybody to see this. I want you to see what we pray over you every day.
We could just recite it. But then they don't get to see it with their eyes.
No, well, and for those of you that's on Facebook and Zoom, did I share it yet? Do you see it?
No.
Well, oh, I got to hit this button. I'm wondering what's going on. There it is.
There it is.
Now, can you read it? Huh? Hold on. Let me just look and see. I want to see how this looks. It won't let me stretch the screen out any farther. But you think, can you read it?
Uh-huh.
All right. If you can read it, watch the mouse. I really want to know what's going on. There it is. I got voices again. This is a prayer of faith declaration that we pray every day. I have an echo. It's really pretty cool. So if you can see it, read it with me. We're going to start at the top. In 2020, our Father said, during 2020, be bold as a lion, be focused like a fighter, be anointed to the bone. Then in 2021, Father said, 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father, Abba's fathomless love. A tsunami of my blessing. God said, prove me now in this. There is no lack. Oh, that's cool, Dave. Thank you, man. Thanks for the word, for saying that too, brother. God said, prove me now in this. It's important that sooner or later you study Malachi chapter 3 to the degree that you're like, God is telling you and me that we have permission to say to him, I am proving you right now that you are opening the windows of heaven to me. You are pouring out a blessing. You are removing every devourer in my life. And I honor you with my tithe and worship you with my holy tithe. I'm telling you, when you begin to see this as the worship that it is, it will never fail. You will never have it in your hand. Adam and Eve were in the garden. God did not say, don't touch the fruit. He said, don't eat it. My personal belief is they were to take the fruit, pluck it, and carry it to the Father as an offering, as a tithe, just like you and I were doing. Because he did not say, don't touch it. He said, don't eat it. And what is he saying? Don't eat your tithe. It's God's holy tithe. When you offer back to God what's his in worship, not a financial transaction, in worship to him, God gets involved and does financial things that nobody else can do. And you stand there looking, saying, there's my tithe, it's working. Sister Audrey Van Gessel last night got in an accident. You might say, well, Pastor, if she's a tither, why'd she get in an accident? We know this, the accident didn't kill her. Accidents happen because two people end up in the wrong spot at the same time. But God rebukes the devourer. I'm a tither. I was a tither driving my semi out here in the prairie. and it pulled out of the disposal one day and turned around and looked and drove right in the ditch. I'm still a tither, but I was kind of dumb. Drove right in the ditch, blocked the whole road. But I'm a tither. Guy jumps out of his truck and says, as soon as I'm done unloading, I got a chain. I'll pull you out of the ditch. I'm thinking, well, you know, how long? 5 minutes? Oh, no, it'll be another 20 minutes. I sat there blocking the whole stinking road for 20 minutes. But the devourer was rebuked, and I didn't have to pay a towing ticket, and nothing was broke. Let's keep reading. God said, prove me in it. He wants you to say to him, I worship you with the tithe, and I'm proving you to be true to your word. 2022, I am rewarding each of you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Say it with me. I need immediate answers, Lord. Amen. Keep going. I got to get farther. Let's see. 22. And behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Look at the next verse I got. John 6:21. Let me do this. Put a space in there. Make it easier. John 6:21 is when Jesus came walking on the water to the disciples, and he said, hey, they're like, hey. And the Bible says, John chapter 6, Jesus was going to walk right by him in the middle of the storm, walking on the water. He wasn't on that water as Jesus, the Word in heaven. He was on that water as Jesus of Nazareth, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The day's coming before we leave this earth where there's going to be a coastie that comes out of a helicopter and says, don't worry about it, boys, I got it. And he walks around on the water helping people get rescued from a sinking ship. Somebody ought to shout glory right there. Because that wasn't divine that made Jesus do that. That was anointed Holy Spirit, Jesus knowing that he was held up by the Father's words, and he walked across the water. Look at what this says. Father has challenged us to all to believe that we are all blessed by the immediately at the other side blessing. John 6:21. Then they willingly received him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. When Jesus got in that boat, you go read it. He was in the middle of the water. They had rowed halfway to where they were going. And immediately when Jesus got in the boat, they were at the other side. Say it with me. Take me to the other side immediately, Jesus.
Amen.
See, we speak these verses over you guys every day. I'm going to send this to you and ask you to speak them over us every day, over the whole community of faith every day. I'm going to ask you to read this right out loud in faith every day. Why? Because it's you speaking words of faith inspired to your pastor about what's supposed to be going on in this gathering of believers. Keep reading. Isaiah 8:18, here I am, I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. Say it. I'm for signs and wonders.
I'm for signs and wonders.
You are. Amen, Roger. Let's read the next one. Seed time and harvest is a law that, just like gravity, never fails. Added the just word. Here we go. Say it with me. We have given, and it is being given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, it is put into our bosom. For with the same measure that we use to give to God and others, it is measured back to us again, and we have given our whole life. What do we give, Pastor? Your time, your talent, and your treasure. What does that mean? Sometimes you got to say, give that guy $20. Sometimes you say, give that guy a hug. That's a big challenge right there, to walk up somebody and give them a hug. It's shocking what'll happen. Sometimes you'll say something to that person, and you'll say something, and it will change their life forever. What is it? You are giving of yourself, and when you give, God is going to bring it back to you. Good measure. This cup has nothing. This one has coffee. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over is how God wants to give to every one of us. But if we don't ever see ourselves as giving, we'll never see ourselves as being able to receive. Because it's a law. If you give, it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If you're stingy, it's going to be stingy to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Well, am I supposed to give you my whole paycheck, Pastor? Supposed to never give me nothing except what God tells you to give. I'm never going to say, my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me. If God tells you to give your paycheck, you'd better have already done the faith work on the inside of you so you can handle giving that kind of money away. That's an act of faith. That's not an act of surrendering your paycheck. And they're two different processes. Keep reading. Father, here, I'll show you. I'm right here. I'm here at the Father word. Father, I know when I arrive for our ministry program, many lives are being changed and built up by our unified faith and agreement. Help me to be faithful every time I show up to bring my supply of faith, joy, faith-filled prayers, and the love of the Lord. Now watch this. When you bring your supply of faith, joy, faith-filled prayers, and the love of the Lord, what are you given in good measure? More faith, more joy, more faith-filled prayers, and love. When you pray for somebody else's finances, that is returned into your finances, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, it is a law. It's a law. Just like gravity cannot fail, seed time and harvest, giving and receiving, worshiping the Lord with your tithe cannot fail. Today, you didn't have to wonder if gravity was going to fail. It did not fail. Tomorrow, you don't have to wonder if your tithe and the gets a devourer rebuke is going to fail. It will not fail. It cannot fail. Why? It's a law. You didn't go out this morning and say, oh, God, I sure hope gravity works all day. Bump, and you flipped up on the ceiling. No. When you woke up, you knew gravity was working. And these are laws of the kingdom. Ready? Giving my life for the kingdom is the four. Want you to see how we do this. So Jesus said, Samuel and Leanne, now watch. Put your name in there. We'll start again. You put your name in there. So Jesus said, Samuel and Leanne have left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands and salaries for my sake and the gospel. Therefore, the cattle's receive, put your name in there, 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands and salaries and abundant wealth and persecution.
And in the age to come,
we receive eternal life. Pastor, take that persecution word out. You can't, because it's coming. But it doesn't matter. Persecution guarantees you you're at the 100-fold realm. Keep reading. Every time you arrive here, you very specifically seek to be a blessing and receive the good word, faith, and life from God, your Father. It is a law. It cannot fail. Now, this is what Leanne and I do. We, you put your name, Samuel and Leanne, so 6 to 8 hours every day to do our ministry work for the kingdom of God.
There is
no lack. Now, stop. We sow it as a seed. When you show up, you should be sowing as a seed your time here. Oh, Pastor, I don't want to get into all that. I just want to be here. All that's just too much stuff for me. I know. And you're missing a 100-fold return that could bless and transform your lives and your family and your finances and your health. And God's offering you a blessing. And he's showing me to help you be able to do it. And you're looking at me saying, I just don't want to do all this. I can't make you. I can encourage you. I can encourage you. But why are you saying it, Pastor? Because if you'll begin to say this and make this kind of a declaration every day, everything around you is going to change. This is our next breakthrough level for this ministry. God's going to take us to a whole new place we've never seen before. But in order to get there, we got to be a unified body headed in the same direction, saying the same words, speaking the same faith. So the next assignment he gives us, go on radio in Kansas City, it doesn't take us 6 months. We can do it immediately. It's okay if it's quiet, because what are we doing? We're like, oh, I'm getting this. I'm getting this. I'm starting to see it. Yes. Every one of us pulling together every time we come here draws an anointing into this world, word that a new person is like, oh, I am getting this tonight. And you'd be like, Jesus, Lord have mercy. there's a couple of you, I can tell in the spirit, you got the revelation tonight about what tithing is all about. And you're like, oh, my Lord, I'm ready. If you're going to tithe here, put it right in them. You can go to our website. It's got the donator right here on each of these platforms in the notes. You got links where you can use to get your tithe into us. As soon as it comes, we bless it. We sanctify it. We send you a thank you, and we speak the word of God over it. That prayer you get back in an email, we speak over your money as soon as it comes here. And as soon as it comes, we immediately tithe it again to Dr. Barkley, so that every penny that comes in this door is tithed a second time, so that your tithe is covered by tithe. And here's what's cool. When he tithes on it again, so now my tithe, your tithe, all of our tithe has had a third level of tithe put on it. That rebukes the devourer so far, he shouldn't be able to touch you unless you're welcoming the devil to come and beat your socks off every day. I don't recommend those words. Don't matter what I do, I just fall behind every day. You know, I get one step forward and five steps back. Guess what? In the midst of all the tithe rebuking going on by God Almighty, he's got to answer your understanding and give you exactly what you need. You're going one step forward and five steps backwards. And that's not what you want in Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? We're fixing to have Sister Phyllis tell us something. We're on this. Why did God put it in the Bible for everything those men had? The Holy Spirit did that. But watch what's going on right now. They took 25% of her paycheck, man. That's serious.
Yeah.
As a finder's fee. And we, people all the time, give waitresses 20%, but show up at God's house and flip him a nickel. So the food at a restaurant's more important than the food in this house right here where we're saving your soul from hell. Go ahead and get a revelation about exactly what it is that we're doing. Well, Pastor, but if I give a restaurant a server tip, it's only on $50. Well, I don't know. 20% to God is 20%. What's wrong with him asking you for 20%? See, what ends up happening is we forget that God's people and God's kingdom runs off of that tithe, that there may be meat in my house. And the reality is when the tithe ain't there, there's no meat. Guess what? The house can't stay running. When you study what we just did through Exodus and Leviticus, and we're getting ready to go into Numbers, the priests were not allowed to be out doing all this other stuff. And God's system failed. We fail it. Now, tonight's message is not a tithing message. Sister Phyllis kind of, this is your thank you to God. And it's also your worship. You worship him with it. And it happens. Look at here, Brother Dan. Can't read it. What's that doing in the way? They do send a prayer, They pray over you most of the time right away. Then we have a prayer. We can pray with them and be in agreement and thank God for the faith over our lives. Wow, that's good, Dan. So what Dan is saying is that we do send this prayer most of the time right away. Most of the time right away. And then now you have that same prayer that you can turn around and pray over yourself and then pray over the ministry for God's hand to bless and help. And that's what that comes back from you. That comes back to you so that you see what we're speaking over your life and family every day.
Yeah.
Because I don't want, I have people who hand me money all the time. Well, from time to time, I should say. And they hand me money. And I'm like, wait, I'm not a bank. What are you handing me money for? Well, I want you to have it. Why do you want me to have this money? Oh, well, I'm sowing it as a seed to your ministry. Oh, because if you're sowing as a seed into this ministry, now I'm required by God to put a blessing back on your life and your family. That's why you receive an immediate letter as quickly as we can back, an email or message that says, thank you. We bless you for your work in this kingdom. Now, thank you for putting that in there. I truly appreciate that. Now, like he said, sometimes it's not real immediately, but the desire is for it to be immediately. And sometimes we're just not close enough or able to get it in there, get your name in it, make sure it's all right. And that takes a little bit of work to do, as it is yet. It's not an automatic program that just kicks it out to you. But I really want you to understand this. This is a very sincere prayer that we're praying over you. Why? Because our prayer blesses you, so your life is blessed for helping us do the work of the ministry. Now, we go, you go, the kingdom goes, and God goes. And that's how this whole system works. The whole system. Now, I said what I said. I got to be done. If you would like to have that prayer, I'll be glad to send it over to you. As you can see, there's a lot more to it. I would ask you to please pray this prayer over Sister Leanne and I, because literally this takes us sometimes 10 hours a day to do this work, like literally 10 hours a day. And we have had to give our whole life into this. We don't do it grudgingly. We do it very cheerfully, but there are times when there's a slower flow of money. And when that happens, you can't make it big enough. That's all right. We'll send it over to you. When that happens, then faith has to kick in. And I ask you to speak in faith with us every day. We're believing God for some very big things in this ministry. We're asking God to do big things for you and me. Why? Because nothing God ever does is small. Nothing. I turned this on to save a few friends of mine in Michigan, and in the matter of a week, we was around the world. And now we're in like 14 different nations around the world with this signal every single day. I didn't do that. I never sent one. Welcome to nobody anywhere in the world. I didn't do that. God's going to take it where he wants it. And here we are. Here we are around the world doing the work of the ministry. And we thank God for that opportunity. And we bless God that you are with us and that you help us do this work. Now, here's the cool thing. As we all work together in this, every one of us are able to look at it and say, wow, look what God's doing through us. It isn't me. It isn't you. But it might be you. And it is going to be me. But it's not me all by myself. And it's not you all by yourself. It's all of the body functioning together, just like we read every day, where every joint supplies. And it creates that perfect tapestry of oneness, which causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Why did God put it in the Bible how wealthy these men were, except that he wants us wealthy? He said, I'm going to make you the head and not the tail. I'm going to make you above only and not beneath. You're going to lend to many nations and not borrow. If you have debt, can you imagine what it'd be like to have zero debt in your life? Zero. You might be like, oh, Pastor, what a deal that would be. Yeah. There's millions of Christians around the world who live debt-free. Brother Copeland assigned his team one day, about 3 or 4 years ago. He assigned his financial team to go in and study how much interest money they would have paid if they had taken a loan out on every building that they built and all the work they've done on their ministry property. And so they did a study. It took them quite a while to do because they've been in ministry for 50 years. And they studied it, you know, getting current interest rates at that time and everything and how it all worked. And when they brought him the report, they said, you would have spent $54 million in interest to the bank. But do you know where that $54 million went? To sponsor preachers around the world. Why? Because a man of God decided, I'm going to live debt-free. I'm not borrowing any money. God told me I would be the lender. And because he stood bold and he stood strong and stood in faith, he was actually able to lend $54 million to the Lord. That's a huge number, guys. And every building on that property is paid for, debt-free. No bank. Ain't no matter what downturn happens, nobody can come take the building. You know what they did a while back? Brother Copeland's son, John, said, Dad, we need another pickup. I'm going to go see if we got any credit. And his son, John's one of the executives. So he goes down to the local dealership and like, I want this pickup. We need a new pickup out here in ministry. And so they're like, all right. And so pulled it up in John's name. You're like, you don't have any credit, sir. Pulled it up in Kenneth's name. He didn't have any credit. Why? They don't buy anything on time. And they just said, it's okay. We'll just pay you cash for it. Now, you might say, Pastor, I was trained that the greatest thing you could have would be credit. Greatest for what? So you can give that money, that interest money to a wicked banker who's going to use it on stupid parties and things that you don't believe in, sponsor the abortion clinics and a perversion of the homosexuality deal and all that. Man, Pastor, are you angry? No, I'm determined. Because our Father said you will lend to many nations and not borrow. Say it with me. I'm a lender. And you might say, not quite yet, Pastor. Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. I'm a lender. I do not borrow. I'm a lender. Want to say it with me? God is taking care of me. Ready? Let's say Abraham's word. I am your exceedingly great reward. That's what our God is to you and me. I'm going to ask you again. Why did the Holy Spirit put in there all that stuff them people had? Why did the Holy Spirit want us to see 1 million talents of gold and silver that David gave? Why did he do that? Why did the disciples say to Jesus, then who can be saved, when the rich young ruler walked away? Why did the Holy Spirit put that in the Bible? Because there ain't nothing about God that's broke, busted, or disgusted. Our assignment, number one in Jesus, is to preach the gospel to the poor. And what is that gospel? You don't have to be no poor, be poor no more. One more time before I go. Why did Holy Spirit put all of that explanation in the Bible? And what does it mean to you? And what does it mean to me? Have you thought about running a homeless shelter lately? We almost twisted Mary Pastorick's arm last night to start a restaurant with us.
Yeah.
Love you, Mary. What is it God wants you to do for your community? I got somebody talking over there. You got something unmuted? There's a little guy talking over there somewhere. Maybe it's me. Is it me? Ready? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I and the people that are with me are for signs and wonders in the last days. Lord, we not only want to preach in Kansas City, we want to preach on every one of their radio stations. And we want to preach on every other Christian radio station. And if they're all done owning them stations, we want to own them ourselves. So we can preach the gospel no matter what anybody says. You blessed our forefather, Dr. Lester Summerall, with shortwave radio all over the world, sir. Bless us with it. Bless us with it. Bless every one of us here with an abundance of finances and that wealth that we just look at and say, wow, God, look what you did. Make it so easy and so toilless that people look at us and say, what did you guys get into? And we'll just say, we got into God and we understand who our Father is and we realize we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus.
Amen.
We not only have an eternal reward and eternal home, but on this earth, we're going to be the mighty conquering men and women like our Father Abraham, like our Lord Jesus. And we are going to reign in this life with Jesus on this earth. Help us, Lord, to reach every soul. You said 2,000 years ago, the fields are white unto harvest. The harvest is dying in the field. Help us get to them, Jesus. Help us get to them. Prosper every one of my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Prosper us, Lord. May our tithes become what our finances are for the month right now. May that be our tithe. Because of your abundant blessing. And because we see who you are and what you're doing. And help us preach the gospel all over this world. Help us drill wells, feed hungry people, make food available in the most amazing places. Get to every remote village and teach them to tithe because God will bless them wherever they are, even if it's 10 kernels of corn they're tithing. Because you promised that you would rebuke the devourer for their part. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for this body of believers that are with us. We walk with you in Jesus' mighty name. Bless you, Jason. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Going to bed. Hallelujah. Bless you. Love you, Jason. I know it's late there, so thanks for hanging out with us. Love you, my brother. For those of you that don't know, this is my brother. His brother, Jason. He's one of my brothers in Michigan. Thank you for your faith, man. We're doing this. We're crushing this enemy. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, it's time for us to receive our communion elements. And I don't know if I ever said amen on that prayer, Father, but amen if I didn't. And now join me as we receive communion elements. I don't know if you can tell, but I've been in the Word of God in prayer and conquering, kicking devil teeth all day long. And I don't think I'm done yet tonight, but I got to be done doing this and receive communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. Amen. All right. Thank you, sir. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it. And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you do this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, You proclaim, read the verse, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear. And the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. And there should be no fear in the communion elements. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Warns for those who take the blood and the body unworthily. Verse 28 tells you what to do to be worthy. Let a man examine himself. And let him eat. And then let him drink. What is the answer? The answer is that you examine yourself. And when you do, what do you say? Jesus, am I in you? There's nobody that's left here tonight that's here mocking God. And if you're not mocking God, then you're worthy to receive the communion elements. I'm going to lead you in a prayer of salvation right now. For those of you that may have never received communion before, if you'll pray this prayer of salvation, you'll be right with God. Maybe you're here tonight and you're coming back to God after being away for a while. Pray this prayer with us, and you'll be right with God when we're finished. Ready? Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16. When I believe in you,
when I believe in
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And that you rose from the dead victorious.
And that you rose from the dead victorious.
I receive you in my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Isn't that an amazing experience? Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin, Lord.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that's the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. This is who we are and this is what we look like. Aren't we a handsome bunch? I think so. During that prayer, all of this happened to you. Ready? You went from darkness to light. You should have felt, experienced the light coming into you as the presence and power of God Almighty began to fill your being with his great and wonderful, awesome presence and power. You went from fear into faith. God never does something to you. He takes you from and puts you into. Why did I go to faith? Because Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just filled your life. That's pretty cool. You just went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. None of us on the face of this earth can beat our sin in our own human strength. It takes Jesus' righteousness. And he gave you his righteousness, and he made you into his righteousness. How cool is that? And then Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. And you are now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. All of that in one prayer. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how that can all happen. I didn't know all that's there. Well, that's very true. But when you're an heir, you don't know everything that's available to you until you start getting into it, studying it, and find out what it's there for. But your name was just written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and now you are heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. And everything that belongs to Jesus now belongs to you. You might as well get used to it, us saying that, because we're going to say it all the time. What I got to do now, walk with God. There's a lot of people that say you got to do this to be a Christian, and you got to do that to be a Christian, you got to do this to be a Christian, you got to do that to be a Christian. But here's what you got to do is walk with God, and he will show you the resident fact that Jesus is in you. He's a resident teacher by the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Will lead you in the paths of righteousness every single day. Isn't that amazing? God Almighty now lives on the inside of you. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can find this the communion service on the website. I recommend you receive communion every day. You might do it in the morning when you're first waking up, reading your Bible. Read, you know, listening to hear the word with us, read the word every day, and going through the Bible chronologically. That's a wonderful program. But shoot me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I just prayed the prayer. Help me walk with God. What I'll send you are some links to very valuable messages that will help you walk with God. You'll learn how to be a good Christian by these messages. And that way you'll have them in an email. You can go right down and listen to them all. They're all going to be YouTube videos that's got timestamps, a little four-number deal in it. Then if you click on that timestamp, it'll take you right to that point in the message so you can hear the good points over and over and over and over again by just clicking that little four-digit number. It's a pretty cool thing, and it'll be a blessing to you. Tell me your story. Give me a prayer request, and we'll be glad to help you do anything that God gives us as an assignment to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, the very first thing you're going to do as a new believer, or all you all salty saints, here we go again, let's receive communion. Grab your phone, get to the kitchen, get you some bread and water, bread and grape juice. Jesus likes grape juice, so do we. You might not have one of these communion cups, but Solo made them just for me. The outside is, though they were red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow when you add the blood of Jesus. They made it just for me. I know they did. And I appreciate it, Solo. Keep them in every store for me. Ready? Let's bless our elements. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify
for
these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, and nothing
broken. Every joint supplied.
Every joint.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame. And you are set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And you call it all joy. That you might meet us. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of God.
I come boldly to the throne room of God.
Hold on. I'm just charging. All my Zoomers, you're welcome to pray it out loud with me if you want to. I come boldly to the throne room of God.
I come boldly to the throne room of God.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my dominion mandate.
For my dominion mandate.
On this earth every day.
On this earth every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague's got to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Glory be to God. Everybody say this with me. Heap of God's blessing.
Heap of God's blessing.
Come to me now.
Come to me now.
Spiritually.
Spiritually.
Physically.
Physically.
Financially.
Financially.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's sing. Let's sing, what can wash away my sin? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood, nothing but your blood, nothing but your blood, dear Jesus. Well, glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm going to send this, first of all, into the family thread where all of you can get this. Everybody have access to it. Take it, and where you see our name in it, just take it on your phone, put your name in it, so that when you read this prayer out loud, you speak the names, and it'll be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. I declare, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26, that God has given it to the wicked to heap up and store up and do the toil of it, that they may give it to those of us who are righteous, so that we can establish the kingdom of heaven on this earth as it is in heaven, according to the will of God. Everybody join with me by saying, and do it now, Lord.
And do it now, Lord.
In my life and in Pastor Ann Leanne's life. In Jesus' mighty name. And amen. Now,
love you too, Rebecca.
Bless you, Rebecca. Thank you for being a part of what we do. Thank you for your faith. I encourage you, if you're like, I need to be as bold as you were today, Pastor, then turn this YouTube video. Oh, was the prayer on there? No, it wasn't. You'll have to go back to Facebook to get that YouTube video or the prayer, the initial prayer at the beginning. And pray it with me again. Why? Because we got to be very bold on this thing with the Ukraine. Russia's a big thumbsucker just trying to take more land, because Ukraine's got some natural resources they want, and it gives them access to the sea, and then they have that whole side of the Black Sea and all the rest of that garbage, and Ezekiel chapter 37, 38, and 39. Brother Jason was talking about God's got a hook and he's dragging him out, and that's the truth. But here's the reality. Before that happens, the rapture happens, and all of us are taken out, because he doesn't get to destroy all the Christians in his path.
Amen.
And Russia will be taken out by God Almighty. That's It's Tubal. And why can't I say that word? Anyways. Dedan. Tubal. Gog and Magog, there you go. Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, yeah. Meshach, yeah. Gog and Magog, against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. There, I got it. And keep it boldly. So, as we say again, I'm going to say this again, make sure you remember this now. Tomorrow at noon, we're not going to have noon prayer. We've got some very specific things that we got to get in order, and we ask for your prayer and faith. Take this prayer that we just gave you, we're going to give you in a few minutes, and pray it over us tomorrow at noon. I don't like not having the noon prayer time, but we just got to deal with things here on our end, and that's just how it is. And so... thank you for your prayers and your faith. We're believing God to do mighty, mighty miracles in your life and in ours financially and every part of it. Keep your faith with us, and we receive it. Say it with me. I receive it done right now. Even an angel. What did one guy say? One pastor said, God's bringing us money to us if an angel's got to bring a dog with a paper sack in his mouth. He was the pastor of the church. When they opened the door after the church service, there was a dog sitting on the step of the church with a paper sack with like $50,000 in it.
Wow. Well, hallelujah. Rebecca, I receive it. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm going to be live on you on Zoom for a little bit. If you want to hang out with us, you don't have to. But we're going to be there. You're welcome to come join us over there. YouTube, God bless you. Thank you for being there. Get out there. Share that YouTube link with everybody that's your friends, neighbors, Romans, and countrymen. We'll be live in about 11 o'clock for Read the Word, where we're reading through the Word every day. If you've gone to the YouTube channel, Samuel J. Cottle, search it, click subscribe, hit the bell for notification, and click like. That will bring you, every time we're doing something, you'll be able to see it on there. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this?
We love you.
God loves you. Jesus is Lord. And Sister Phyllis is going to read us our closing verse.
Are you ready for this?
And now unto him that is able to keep him from falling and to redeem the faultless, for the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The first verse of the Bible is, God in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the last verse of the Bible is, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. We'll see you soon.
It's so good to have you home, Phyllis.
It's so good to have you home, Phyllis.
Did you have fun?
Community, thank you. Did you get to eat lots of crawfish?
Not that much, but gator was good and frog legs were good.
Oh?
Gator they serve too?
I don't think I've ever had gator. Is it just like chicken, a little crawlier?
That's the way you've eaten fish balls, right? You take salmon and mix it with some breadcrumbs and make cakes, little fish balls.
Yep.
That's what the alligator was like.
We always call them salmon patties in Michigan, is what we call them, but
and of course the frog legs do taste like fish. I mean like chicken.
Yeah.
Frog legs.
I love frog legs, they're really good. I wish I could have eaten some of those frog legs that was giving Pharaoh all the trouble. Because I'll bet they were some hefty ones, man. God made them big and strong and tough so that when they all died, they would really stink really bad. Well, that's good. How long have you been home, Phyllis?
At least got home, I didn't find my phone though until today.
Oh no.
I had lost it on the ship.
Wow. It was just deep in the suitcase?
My daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't have any signal on the ship, right?
Well, yeah, but it would cost $300 or $400 to use the telephone.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Sakes alive.
No kidding.
In United States, with foreign assistance, or whatever you call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And put the phone on airplane mode and not use it.
Yes. Dude, that's something. Yeah, because you still use it to take pictures, right?
Well, I could have if I hadn't lost it. They took pictures with theirs because the iPhone has a camera.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Anybody else have a thought about tonight, or you got a thought or a question or an answer?
To sing that song sometimes about Lord's Prayer is sanctuary.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
The bodies are the temple of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that's how we're expected to be the living church.
Yes, ma'am, we do, and that's a good song after communion, and I just have never thought about it, but that's great. Thank you, Phyllis. All right. Well, as my dad would say, if all hearts are free, may we arise.
God bless you, Dan.
Go ahead, Dan.
Good message today. Very good. I do like one point you said, though, and it put a lot of light on the way to look at things, but if people are bringing you into poverty, it's wicked. That's very true.
Yeah.
But watch out for where things are. So I appreciate that.
Well,
thanks for listening and sharing that, because it's not right. It don't build, it destroys.
And we don't have nothing against the people that are in it. And we're not condemning anybody. They have a life
right.
in it. But it's like, I know where I grew up. There's a little community just a little ways from West Branch that's called Skidway Lake. And that place is poverty stricken and it is demon possessed. That place is horrible. And people will act like, well, it's, we're just all happy. No, we're not. I know those people that live over there. That was horrendous living in there. And it's a little country town, but it's wicked, man. People kill each other in there and beat each other up, and that's a good word, Dan.
Yeah, no, it's not about the people, but they're thinking wrong. They're not looking in the right direction. That's what happens. And then when things get down, they don't know where else to look. So yeah,
and they don't have anywhere else to look.
No.
When you look at that little town of Skidway, it's so spread out. They can't have a taxi there. Every now and then the county will put one of them buses over there to help people get around. They walk back and forth to the store every day. And literally their whole life is just walking to the convenience store, getting enough to survive and walking home. And that's their whole life.
Yeah.
And that's just not God. And I've watched 5 different churches try to start a church in that community and never make it.
Wow.
And what's got to happen is somebody that has a large church with a strong tithing base, send a group of people there so that the support comes not from the people in the community, but from the throne room of heaven as ambassadors, that's what it has to be. And, wow.
Mission work in the U.S.
Say that again?
I say mission work right in the U.S.
Yes, sir.
You know, until they can support themselves.
Yep. There was in that little town, there was a man that had two factories right there, little factories. They employed probably 35, 40 people. And they literally gave them so many county restrictions that they closed them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They were automotive support stuff, you know, and they weren't getting rich, but it was a nice little job for the community, you know, and then nobody will take anything in there. And that's where you and I are supposed to come in. Jeremiah chapter 1, root out, tear down, destroy, plant, and build. And that's God's assignment. I heard Dr. Winston say it a while back that they are starting on the west side of Chicago. And I forget what he called it. God gave him a name like the one block move or something, where they'll take a block and they'll paint every house. And they'll fix up the yards, and they'll fix up the inside of the house, and they're going to go one block at a time across that city and fix that city, the people of that church, and bless them and instruct them in God and how to be parents. And it's just one, it's an initiative you see like, wow, look at what God gave that vision that they gave that church. Amazing. And then it just becomes strong. I'm talking. I should be letting you guys talk.
You're doing good. I've been to Chicago once. That city was dirty.
Yeah. I went once with Brother Dan's dad in a semi. That was a real experience.
Yeah, the last time we were there, I'm not sure what all you were just talking about, but in Chicago, that tent city,
yeah,
is huge.
Right on the loop as you go into Chicago. It's. Go ahead, Phyllis. I see the hand.
No, I just wanted to hear from you guys before on on the internet. I would take communion once a month at my church because that's all we ever had. Just once a month. Then, for 2 years now, it's been an every evening thing. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love it. I'm so engaged without communion. I really appreciate being with you guys tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming and being with us, Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
Helping us all grow up together and being part of the glue. You're just another part of that glue, and
yep,
we just appreciate you. We really do.
Thank you.
We really do.
Yes, we do.
We all missed you too, Phyllis.
We did.
Brother Roger, you're being quiet. Are you asleep?
No, I'm awake.
All right.
He's just listening.
Maybe we should tell her that about my abbreviations.
Roger has had all of his posts continually removed from Facebook Live because he posts such absolutely radical things like, you know, praise the Lord and hallelujah and you know, I love the word. So he's gone to making a code where he just uses the first letter of the word so he can still post over there. But Jesus' name, our faith works, and they just leave us alone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, guys, I sure do love you. Thank you for your faith. We'll send this over to you. I'm going to get off here so I can get my get the next program done. And we'll be live about 11 o'clock with Read the Word on YouTube and on the Read the Word blog talk radio channel. And you're welcome, if you're still awake, to come join us. If you're sleeping, saw them logs. May God richly bless you while you sleep. The sleep of the righteous is blessed. May you lie down in peace and safety. And may your dreams inspire you to actions and to his blessing every single day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Know that that package arrived, Pastor.
I will. I will. Thank you, Roger. I wrote that number down, and I'll keep my eye on it.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
I don't want it to be damaged. That's why I put the insurance on it.
All right. That's cool. That's cool. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll be surprised.
All right. I like being surprised. Hey, Mary, Pastor Rick, love you. She just come on, or I just now seeing her?
She's been on all night. She's been with us.
All right. Well, love you, Mary.
Yes, we do.
I declare that house sells so big that it just rocks everybody's world and the whole place. Every penny anybody ever owes any of you comes back to you, and our enemy must pay it back 7 times and double for the shame. In Jesus' mighty name. And those verses are in that prayer just a little bit farther down. All right. See you soon. Got to run. Sure do love you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
I could stay there and talk to them people all night long.